I don't think it's a spoiler to let you know that Jerry Seinfeld turned up in the finale for Curb Your Enthusiasm. It wasn't a terrible surprise. And it was especially, not necessarily poignant, but effective because the finale for Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is basically show run and starring the guy who created Seinfeld, who wrote the finale, it kind of answers the question, or at the very least revisits the finale for Seinfeld and says, what's it to you? So Jerry Seinfeld was doing an interview this week, and somebody asked him, what's the greatest finale for a TV show since everybody's so unhappy about the one that you did? And he thinks it's Mad Men. Which isn't a bad choice, actually. You know what I really like about Mad Men is, you know, look at the title. It's supposed to be all about men. And in the final two seasons, the arc was to favor all of the women. And all the women end up on top in the finale. And they all have their lives completely and careers completely under their own control. So Mad Men becomes Mad Women. But Seinfeld also cited Mary Tyler Moore, which is a pretty good finale, and Newhart, which I still think is the greatest finale of all time. Because, again, if this is a spoiler, you've been around too long, or not long enough. But in the finale for Newhart, it was his second show where he was running an inn. And then in darkness, all of a sudden, he wakes up, and the lights come on, and he's back in the bed with the wife from the first show, and they're recreating a scenario they always had, which was that he would wake up in the middle of the night and the two of them would talk. And it was spectacular. It was the biggest surprise. It was satisfying. It was hilarious. It was quintessential Newhart. Okay, pretty big development south of the border, and since the internet has no borders, this could have an impact in Canada. But the U.S. Senate has passed a bill calling on TikTok's parent company to divest of the company within 9 months, or it will be banned in the U.S. Implications are enormous. So that's why we bring in one of our heavy hitters. Our tech expert, Carmi Levy, is here. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Never been called a heavy hitter before.
Okay. So the objection in the States and elsewhere, actually, is that TikTok actually compiles a ton of data about people, and it's going basically to China, where it's not secure.
Exactly. And we know that the app is a heavy harvester of data. We don't know what happens to it when it gets to China. The company denies that it does that, denies that it has that connection to the Chinese government, despite evidence to the contrary. And so that has sparked fears. And this goes back years. Donald Trump issued an executive order during his administration to try to force the company to sell itself to an American entity. So the parent company, ByteDance, would carve off its American TikTok operation, and then an American company would own it. Walmart, Oracle stepped forward. That ultimately failed. So they've been kicking at this can for years, and this is the furthest that it's gotten. It's actually now made it through both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and it now waits on President Biden's desk for him to sign it.
And he says he will. So what happens? I mean, if in 9 months they have not divested, then does TikTok cease to exist in the United States?
No, when it gets closer to 9 months, and interestingly, if he signs it this week, that 9 month date will be in and around the date of inauguration in 2025, January 20th. So the timeline is very interesting. This could end up sort of being pushed into the next administration. If a sale is imminent around then President Biden will have the option of extending that 9 months to 12 months to give them time to consummate the deal. Originally, when this bill was first proposed, it was a six-month window, and lawmakers at the time had said that's just not enough. It's an incredibly complex deal. Could be worth tens of billions of dollars. We've never done anything on this scale before. Need more time. So it'll be interesting to see once the clock starts ticking as soon as he signs it, what happens then, whether the company is actually able to pull this off as TikTok sues the U.S. government, files for a preliminary injunction, as the Chinese government starts to rattle its sabers. They've said they're going to fight this tooth and nail, that they will not allow the algorithm, for example, to be transferred. So there are a lot of actors now that have sort of been around the edges of the pool waiting for the U.S. to vote on it, and now they're starting to act. It's going to get really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, we're almost at a racetrack, but I have to ask, how does this affect us in Canada?
It does. This bleeds over the border. There are millions of Canadians who use this app, and a good chunk of them are influencers. There's a TikTok economy. People, this is their career. This is how small businesses market to their customers. And so if this affects the American market for Canadians who are using TikTok, it affects Canadians' ability to make money on TikTok and to drive their careers. And so we're watching really carefully, because a tool that's been really efficient at driving the economy north of the border might not be so efficient once all is said and done.
Thanks, Carmi.
Thanks, John.
That's our tech expert, Carmi Levy.